So here is Book Row, beginning May 24th, 1989, now listed with address, Old Smithies Department of Pathology, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And goes from May through October of the same year. Interesting, this period, I don't remember these experiments very well, but I do remember the feeling that the move from Wisconsin to Chapel Hill, although altogether an enjoyable move, nonetheless was traumatic in some ways because of change in surroundings, etc. And it took me about 6 months before, as I remember saying it to at least to some people, that I got my brain back. I didn't seem to have any new ideas for a while, so it may be that that's why I don't remember this work very well. And I don't think it ever led to anything very useful. But anyway, starting on page one, ligating the 2.1 kb Hindi 3 draw 1 fragment XPI 159 into the beta ligating it into the C. Into rho 1 pi 105 supernatant. We'll hope for a moment. Yeah, this is the beginning of book row, page one, and ligating in the 2.5, the 2.1 kilobase Hindi 3 draw 1 C-kit fragment into a cloning vector. Continuing the construct on page three and page five. And now using a different vector on page seven, on Friday, May 26th, PUC 118. And equal 1 Hindi 3 vector. Got this from Terry, and I'm not just sure which Terry that is. I know Terry Magnuson, but I think it's before Terry's time.
Terry Smith, maybe.
Terry Smith. Who was Terry Smith in the wheel?
He's Irish.
Huh?
Irish guy.
Where was he? Yeah, Terry. Yes. So there's a PUC 119 from Terry Smith and the Nebuyer's postdoc.
Very likely.
I'm sure it is, yeah. by which DNA construct and electrophoresis of the electrophoretic tests. Rho 11, Hindi 3, plus P pi delta fragment, etc. An interesting comment on Sunday, May 28th, the Rho ligation transforming with different amounts of material, with a comment, mistake, never plate everything the first time. If you're doing a dose response, leave at least a third. So here is 50 microliters, 100 microliters, 200, 400, and the rest, and better to have just stopped at 400 and kept the rest, but it couldn't repeat. In fact, it's a general technique I've since used. Never use more than two-thirds of anything that you might have to repeat. Better use a third, and then you've enough for two repeats. Memorial Day. May 29th, Monday, thinking about my father, mother, and sister, Nancy. I'm trying to ligate the draw Hindi 3 2.1 fragment into PU1C. And so on, continuing the constructs over the next days. We're trying to use a flag sequence, tests of a leader / flag series, on Sunday, June 4th, page 29. And Nibuyo sequenced these plasmids. Row 21. Row 29, number 21, and row 21, number 1. That was sequenced. And so, conclusion. Row 29, number 21, can be used. And row 21, number 2, was okay on both ends. And her sequencing. More sequences now, June 10th, beginning to do more of that type of work, though these were Nibuyo's hand sequencing, not by any machine. So I went abroad to a meeting between June 10th and July 5th, and was a very luxurious meeting, as I remember, in France, with a large amount of food and drink. And I came back on the Concorde, but I regretted having that opportunity, only because I couldn't enjoy the food and drink in the Concorde. I was saturated with it. But I came back Mach 2 at 56,500 feet, minus 58 degrees centigrade, at 1,320 miles per hour, Mach 2, in the Concorde. So I did get to fly it. I tried again, but never managed to get another chance. But it's a neat entry on page 35, Wednesday, July 5th. And there I'm looking at the construct, which is leader, flag, sea kit, Terminator, not him. So it's a flag sequence associated with sea kit. Characterizing plasmids and constructs continues. And pages and working on making plasmids. Here is a map, a large mini preparation, Monday, July 10th, page 57, with a map of a row 57, mini number 22, PUC 118, V-Core 1, leader, flag sequence, C-kit. So it's still working on trying to express a C-kit. Nibuya Bentley? Was it Stuart Bentley? Was there another Bentley?
Only Stuart Bentley.
Hmm? Only Stuart Bentley. Because I don't know why I'm using his surname.
Why?
Well, it just suggests that Bentley work on the and Bentley's later data, not Stuart. Do we call him Bentley, not Stuart?
No, Stuart.
Huh?
Stuart. I don't know anybody.
You don't remember? I don't remember.
I don't know what stage you
were in. He worked with steel and.
Yeah.
And W. Anyway, we'll go on. It's okay, Jenny, are we alive?
Yes.
Yeah. Some notes on what I hope that the steel factor will do can be used to increase germline transmission. Useful for getting gene correction in bone marrow cells. So in a normal animal, there's very few stem cells being produced in the bone marrow, and most of the progeny are differentiated. The hope that steel factor will keep the primordial stem cell growing, so that I get more primordial bone cell using steel. So trying to get a Hindi-3, Sal Hindi-3 fragment with the leader flag sequence and C-kit on it, between the Sal Hindi-3 fragment on page 57, Sunday, July 16th. More digestive L/F C-kit, leader/flag C-kit. Prep gels and so on. Saturday, July 22nd, page 85, hoping that these are the final ligulations, exclamation mark, of C-kit, not Sal, to P284, Kipt, not Sal, and of C-kit, Hindi-3 Sal, into PH-beta, not Kipt, not Sal, Kipt. Both ligations are good. So if we use DH5α F1 from row 49 and pick 12 minis, one of the ligations and 12 of the other minidigests. So page 89, June 30, July 27. Page 88 says that, see later notes, all except number 9 were correct. And that's for P284 and PH beta, all were correct. Continuing many pages more. Row 91, super mini number 15, let's call it AC kit. Meaning human beta actin promoter driving a C kit. This is row 91. A C-kit, actin-driven C-kit. the problems of isolating clones and proceeding without sequencing. Note on Wednesday, August 16th, page 117, and the phasing page 116, that Dan and Dana sequenced the secret use for these constructions after finding the protein was too short. There's a 2-base pair deletion and some point mutations in the coding region. So I have to repeat. Critical things need to be sequenced. Now we're talking about HPRT plus going to HPRT minus. The rationale 98-12 has been successful in going to the germline recently. It is awkward because it's now HPRT plus. I need a deletion mutant HPRT minus from it that mimics EK but has better clonal history. Tuesday, September 5th, page 119 is the comment, the germline transmission paper off to PNAS, and that is the germline transmission of a correction of HPRT minus to HPRT plus, and I will check that reference. So Tuesday, September 5th, page 119. So Tuesday, September 5th, a note on page 119 that the paper showing the germline transmission of a corrected ESL mutant can go germline was submitted. This is a paper by Bev Kohler, Laura Hegemann, Tom Deutschman, John Hagerman, Xiu Huang, Philip Williams, Neil First, Nimui Maeda, and Oliver Smithies. This is our first germline transmission of a gene that was changed. So Beth Kohler was the first author of this paper, published in November 89 in PNAS. So that was a happy day. Thinking about that, though, on the opposite page, that clone 98812, the HPRT plus clone, has been successful in going germline, but it's awkward because it's now HPRT plus, need a deletion mutant from it with a better history that can be used to go from HPRT minus to HPRT plus. And some thoughts on what to do about that. Proceeding with these new ideas and putting them into plasmids. The real start is said in double circle, page 127, Thursday, September 7th. The real start is starting with PNM R122, row 121. That's your plasmid, isn't it?
What?
You remember that plasmid?
Maybe I don't remember anything about
it. No, I think it is your plasmid.
I have to say.
NMR 121. starting with Nebulius Padmet, and
maybe, I don't know,
cutting it with BST X1. And blunt ending it, etc. And ligating in a BST one, a BAMH one containing exon 3 of the HPLT gene. So row 133 minutes at the potassium acetate stage on page 141, Sunday, September 10th, where about 24 different minutes were looked at. And the conclusion, a good selection. And Nebulio Maeda says the dimer or Nick circle band migrates close to the double-stranded DNA, etc. And looking 4, 6, and 16 look promising. I need a 7.7 kb fragment. Conclusion 2, all 3 are good. 4, 6, and 16. All 3 are good, but 16 is a trace larger. Better check. Some more digests. Character completion, but the OD was a bit disappointing. So here we are on Monday, September 11th, checking these clones with PST exosome, PST eco, PST and Hindi 3, trying to see if they exome 3 is there. So back to 98-12. With Wednesday, September 13th, page 147, help from Nebulio. She ran the gel, post complete digestion, and Sylvia prepared bulk DNA from row 133.6, which was renamed now row 143. And a map of row 57, mini 22. After sequencing, and here is the comment on Saturday, October 14th, that Dana tested HP kit. H-beta kit and or 284 kit and found too short a product and revealed the frameshift mutation, Elizabeth commented on earlier. So here is correction of CK planned on page 149. Which is continued then on the following page. So the book ends with a review of the stocks, Thursday, October 19th. Material needed for recloning into the two expression vectors are: one, the corrected equivalent of row 57, minute 22, that's with the C kit corrected, leader flag C kit prepared from it on a Sal Indy 3 fragment. And a Sal Knot fragment, and then putting it into P284 and PH beta ECPR1. So, plans to recover the mistakes of the previous cloning efforts, and that ends book roll.